Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Greeting to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is my joy to continue with you the study on revealing the truth about Islam in the light of revealing the truth about the Quran. In the previous program, we talked about the doctrine of abrogation. And we explained the doctrine of abrogation to be, as we read Ibn Kathir interpretation, he stated that it is the removal of a verse or the exchange of a verse with another verse, newer verse obviously, or to make something which was unlawful to be lawful or vice versa. That was interpretation of Ibn Kathir. We explained also that there are three different type of abrogation. We cover the first one, which is the removal of the verse, that is, the verse is no longer exist in the Quran, and that Muslim no longer have to practice whatever the command or the teaching in such verses. So Allah gives some verses in the Quran, gives some command in the Quran. Allah changed his mind. Don't worry about these verses. Whatever was in it, you're not required to know it. And Allah is the one who causes people to forget these verses. The second type of abrogation exists in the Quran. That is when the verse exist in the Quran, but it is no longer practiced by Muslim. Why? Because Allah replaced this verse by a newer verse, and in the new verse there are different command. So what is the problem with that? There are many problems. First of all, that if the Quran is the word of Allah, and the Quran said none can change the word of Allah, Allah should never change his own word. And the second important problem we have with this type of abrogation, that the new verses which Allah put in the Quran contradict the previous verses which Allah gave to Muhammad in the early days when he lived in Mecca. So, if the Quran is the word of God, it should never contradict itself, as it is written in Quran chapter 4 verse 82. Allah's word said, "Do they not consider the Quran? If it was from other than Allah, they would have found in it many inconsistencies." And that is what we're talking about in this second type of abrogation. And that is exactly the stories of the Quran. I would like to share with you some of the verses in the Quran which include this type of abrogation. In chapter 2, verse 62, we read in the Quran, "Surely those who believed, and those who are Jews, and the Christian, and the Sabaeans, whoever believe in Allah, and the last day, and did a good deed, so they will have their azure, their wages, with their Lord, and no fear on them, and they will not grieve." This is a wonderful verse, and Muslims love to quote in America. Why? Because this verse teach all the Muslim, all the Jews, all the Christian, all the Sabaeans, which idol worshiper, all of them, they will make it to heaven. It is a wonderful verse, and Muslims love to quote it to American to make you feel good about yourself. If you're a Jew, you feel good. If you are a Christian, you are good. If whatever you worship, some Buddhist, you are good. And most Muslims who reach out to the American use these type of verses of the Quran because in their belief, these verses make all people look equal. But we have a problem. When we go to chapter 3 in the Quran and verse 85, what does the Quran teach? Allah said, "And whoever desire any other religion except Islam, so it will not be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be of the losers." Did you hear what the Quran says in chapter 3, verse 85? If you are a Jew, you are a loser. If you are a Christian, you are a loser. If you are a Buddhist, you are a loser. Wait a minute. I thought you said early in chapter 2, verse 62, Christian and Jew and Sabaeans are good. Yes, indeed, they used to be good until Allah abrogated this verse. Allah changed his mind and Allah gave us a new verse of chapter 3, verse 85, which teach only Muslim can make it to heaven and everyone else is a losers. Losers in Islam, the word khasirin, mean they will spend eternity in hell. Now, how we can reconcile the teaching of Quran 262 with the Quran 385, chapter 385, abrogate, cancel, erase, delete, Quran chapter 2, verse 62. So the final word of Allah, according to chapter 3, verse 85, only Muslim will make it to heaven. But for the rest, Christian, Jews, and others, we are nothing but losers. And our eternity will be in the abode of hell. We have no hope. We will spend eternity in hell. In chapter 29, verse 46, Allah in the Quran said, "And do not dispute with the people of the book except with what is good," meaning except with in good manner, in a nice manner. Muslim will quote this verse from the Quran just to tell us in the West that Allah in the Quran tell the Muslim to treat the people of the book. When we talk about the people of the book here, we mean Christian and Jew, in good manner. Even we dispute, even we disagree, we do it in a good manner. And that is a great evidence. That's a great proof from the Quran that Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. Notice the verse does not teach to love or to treat Jew and Christian peacefully. He said to do it in good manner. And the verse sounds good. I like the verse myself. I wish this was the final word of Allah. We can go to another chapter in the Quran. In chapter 5, verse 13, the Quran said, "You will not cease to discover deceit on their part, except in a few of them. So pardon them and forgive. Surely Allah loves the doers of good." Wow! Isn't that beautiful verse in the Quran? Because even when you see people who have deceit in their heart, Allah in the Quran command Muhammad and command Muslim to pardon them, to forgive them. And Allah said in the Quran, "He loves the doers of good." You do good, Allah love you. Isn't that a wonderful verse, my dear brothers and sisters? Of course it is. But the problem is, it is not the final word of Allah. Allah changed his mind about this verse, as we will continue in the following verse. In chapter 8 in the Quran, and verse 61, Allah said, "And if they lean towards peace, so lean toward it." Wow! So here, Muslim will use this verse to tell you, Muhammad did not really have the desire to fight people, but if people do not want to have peace, He's forced to fight them to protect the Muslim community, to protect his people. And if people just choose peace, Muhammad will lean towards peace as well. That is what Allah taught Muhammad in chapter 8 and verse 61. But that's not true, my dear brothers and sisters. I wish this was the case. For as you read the interpretation of Muslim scholar, they will tell you, for example, Al-Qurtubi, "This verse is abrogated, and it has been abrogated by 9:5, chapter 9, verse 5, the verse of the sword, or 9:36, or chapter Muhammad, the book of Muhammad, chapter 47 and verse 35. And we can go on and on and on about many, many verses in the Quran abrogated this specific verse. One of the verses I really love. I would love to see Muslim lean towards peace. For since Muhammad days until today, no one wished to have war with Muslim. But Muslims are commanded by Allah to practice the late verses of Medini, which we just quoted for you, which exactly teaches the opposite of such verse which we have in the Quran. So here we go. Once again, another beautiful verse in the Quran has been abrogated. Another very important, loving, peaceful verse in the Quran is chapter 2 and verse 256, when Allah said, "No compulsion in religion. Indeed, the right way is made distinct from the error. What a wonderful verse of the Quran.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
I remember when we were involved in Rivka Berry case in Florida. This is a young lady who accepted Christ at the age of 14. And at the age of 17, she escaped to Florida to run from her family because she was afraid for her life. As we met, me and Rivka, I thought I would be ministering to her, but the opposite was the truth, that she have ministered to me. What a wonderful, godly Christian young lady. As we stood in the court, the Muslim lawyer, who is a member of CARE, a Muslim jihadist, a brotherhood, he stood up in front of all the media at the conference which we hold after the first hearing, and he told the media, the mom said she loved Rivka, the dad said he loved Rivka, Rivka said she loved her mom and her dad, and we just want her to go back to Ohio. And she will live with her mom and dad. She can be a Christian if she want. She can be Jew if she want. The Quran teaches no compulsion in religion. And here I was standing behind his back. And I said, sir, this verse is abrogated verse. Sir, you cannot lie to the American media and tell them about a verse which Allah has removed from the Quran, which Allah has canceled or abrogate. Obviously, he did not like the way I interrupt his talk, and he got mad. He said, hey, let me answer the question for the media, and then when you have your turn, you can say whatever you wish. Yes, indeed. Here is the truth, America. No compulsion in religion is an early verses of Muhammad. And by the way, when we read the interpretation of this verse by Muslim scholar, you will discover that this verse is not talking about people leaving Islam and joining some other religion. This verse is talking about some Christians and some Jews who refuse for their children to leave Christianity, to leave Judaism and become Muslim. And Allah gives this verse to Muhammad to tell these people, do not compel your children to stay in Christianity, to stay in Judaism. Let them believe whatever they wish. So it is an open door for Christian to become Muslim, for Jew to become Muslim, but not for Muslim to leave Islam and become Christian or Jew or any other religion. And the fact, my dear brothers and sisters, that all these verses and the rest of 124 early verses of Muhammad, all these verses has been abrogated with one verse in the Quran, chapter 9 and verse 5. This is not my claim. This is the teaching of Muslim scholars, Ibn Kathir, Qurtubi, Tabari, Jalalain. If you go to every one of these verses and any other soft verses Muslim will quote to us from the Quran in the West, you can go to any of these verses and study the interpretation by Muslim scholar. You will be shocked to find out, as it is written, هذه الآية منسوخة بآية السيف. Muslims will tell you, this verse is abrogated with the verse of the sword. What is the verse of the sword? That is chapter 9, verse 5. This is the one verse in the Quran which Allah used to abrogate 124 verses in the Quran. Listen with me to the words of such a verse which is written in the Quran. In chapter 9 and verse 5, the verse of the sword, Allah said, so when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them, and besiege them, and lay a wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent and perform the prayer and give the legal alms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. What are the forbidden months? These are 4 months which Arab before Muhammad agree to put the spear and the sword and the tools of war aside, that people may live in harmony, in peace for 4 months. And then the rest of the year, Arab used to fight and kill each other. Most Arab respect and kept this agreement among themselves to not fight during these 4 months. But here in the final word of Allah, chapter 9 and verse 5, Allah tell Muhammad, this is the last 4 months. After this 4 months is over, kill the polytheist, the Christian. The word polytheist here is mushrikeen. Those are the ones who have partner with God, worship more than one God. And all Christian in Islam consider polytheist. For Muslim scholars tell us that if you worship Jesus, if you worship the Holy Spirit with God, you are a polytheist. The command of Allah in the Quran for Muhammad and his followers to kill the Christian wherever they find them. The second option Muslims give to the people is to become slave. The third option which Muslims give to the people who live among them is to become Muslim. Kill the polytheist, take them as slave, or if they repent and perform prayer and give the legal alms, so leave their way free. What a wonderful three choices Christian and Jew has been given to choose from. And believe it or not, my dear brothers and sisters, when Islam take over the West, when Islam take over America, these are the same three choices Muslim will give to your children and to your grandchildren here in America. Number one, to be killed. Number two, to be slave. Number three, to repent, convert to Islam. And you can see these verses and the similar teaching throughout chapter 9 and the late verses of Medina. For example, in Quran 9:29, Allah said, engage in war with those who do not believe in Allah and in the last days and do not believe in the religion of truth among those who has been given the book, Jew and Christian. Here is a command of Allah for Muhammad to fight, to engage in war, to kill the Christian and Jew. If they do not believe in Allah, if they do not believe in Muhammad, if they do not forbid what Allah and Muhammad forbid, if they did not believe in the religion of truth, the religion of Islam. And these verses Muslim will not read in the West. You will never hear them on any TV station or any radio station by Muslim or by liberal. Because these are the final word of Allah, the verses which Allah gave to Muhammad in the last days of his life to abrogate the early previous soft verses of the Quran. Another reason Muslims believe in the doctrine of abrogation is because the verses which Muhammad put in the Quran was not originally from Allah. It was verses given to Muhammad by accident, by mistake from Satan himself. And Muhammad claimed that this is not a problem just happened with him personally, but all the men who came before Muhammad, all the prophets who came before Muhammad, they have the same problem. As they are writing the words of Allah in the Bible, somehow Satan was able to cause them to write few verses from Satan in the Bible, not from God, the God of the Bible. The verse which Muhammad put in the Quran to support such teaching is in chapter 22 and verse 52. For the Quran says, "And we did not send before you any messenger or prophet, except that when he recites, Satan cast in his recitation, so Allah abrogate what Satan cast." In other words, while the prophets of God who came before Muhammad speaking out loud, reciting, reading out loud the verses of God, somehow Satan caused them to recite, to speak out loud some verses was not given from God but from Satan. And I wonder, how can Muslim prove such claim? There is not one verse in the Bible given by Satan, but the entire Bible is the inspiration of God. It is the word of God given by God directly to the people through the power of the Holy Spirit. There is not one verse in the Bible exists to prove such a lie of Muhammad in chapter 22 and verse 52. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a very important topic. The doctrine of abrogation is very important. Muslims in the West do not want you to know the truth about it, but that is what we'll be covering in the next broadcast. Also, we will be covering the third type of abrogation, which is one of the strangest doctrine or teaching you will ever hear. Yes, indeed. The doctrine of abrogation is very important, and we will continue with it in our next broadcast. And until we meet again, may God richly bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.